It's Bailey Shockhofer here with 90.5 MyFM. I'm sitting down with Rob and Brenda Steckley. They're local dairy producers at Warehaven Farm, just outside of Bayfield. Rob and Brenda, could you paint a picture of your operation for me?
We milk about 40 cows and raise our own replacements. And yeah, that's about it.
Well, you say that's about it, but that's a big job, Rob.
We also raise all our own crops as well. So there's some cropping involved with that as well.
About how big is your farm?
We own 150 acres and we work about 100 acres of that is workable. And the rest is basically pasture. We have some pasture land here as well.
And what do you actually do on a day-to-day as a dairy farmer? What does your full schedule look like?
Well, I get up in the morning and milk the cows, feed the livestock, the heifers and the calves. And this morning we had a fresh cow, which means she had a little baby. So yeah, we had to, first of all, milk its mother and then feed it to that new calf.
That's why you asked if you could push half an hour. You were busy this morning.
Yes, that's right.
Well, that's great. And that seems like a pretty average day for you. That must happen quite often.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually, hopefully we have a couple of cows fresh in every month. So there's always new calves to feed and to keep them bedded and clean.
Tell me a little bit about, well, I mean, obviously this isn't your first year as a dairy farmer and the industry has changed a lot over the years. What have those developments been like for you?
Yeah, things have changed over the years, but the basic things of caring for the cows and the replacements and that hasn't changed a whole lot. We feed maybe a little bit differently than we used to years ago because the consumer wants more fat in their milk. And so we feed so that we create more fat in our milk so that it's a healthier product.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure that automated milking too has changed a lot since you started.
Oh yeah. When I started, we had big buckets that we have to carry around and put under the cows to milk them. And now it's all done in a parlor or some farms have robots that milk the cows for them.
That's super cool. And are you in that wheelhouse of automation or are you always looking to innovate? Like, where are you at with that?
Yeah, we always are looking for ways to upgrade, and we now have a system in our parlor that lets us know what each cow milks. If the next milking, she's not milking as much, it notifies us so that we try to figure out what the problem is, if she's sick or something's wrong.
And with the changing industry and the introduction of automation, has that presented any unique challenges for you, the changing landscape, so to speak?
There's rules and regulations that we have to follow, which we probably have all along, other than now we have to document it so that the consumer can see that we do care for our livestock very well. And over the years, it's come evident that if we want our cows to produce well, we have to care for them very well.
Yeah, that makes total sense to me that you would want to protect your animals because they're your investment, they're your livelihood. So it's just that extra layer of accountability with the consumer that maybe is an extra layer of work that you didn't have to do 20 or 30 years ago. What's your relationship like with your community as a farmer?
The Huron County milk producers have had a drive on to help the Huron County Food Distribution Center. So the Huron County milk producers have donated money to the distribution center to help them purchase milk and other food stuffs to help those that are less fortunate. You know, over the years with economic things going the way they have, there's more and more people that are using food banks. And so those of us that produce milk, we want to try and help those that are less fortunate and just make it easier for them to purchase the food that they need.
Well, I think that pretty much covers it. Thank you so, so much for hopping on with me this morning. Even though you were calving first thing this morning, you made time to sit down and talk with me. So I really, really do appreciate it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bailey, for what you've done just to help promote dairy farming in Huron County.